Simulcast of the Sane Asylum, episode number 107 on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com and my video simulcast platforms. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Some call me the G-Man. My normal co-host, John Friend, has been called to active duty for the Space Force. So John is fighting aliens right now. Actually, the only thing that's true is John's in the air on a plane right now, and he'll be back in 2 weeks, and that'll be great. But isn't it crazy the lies that the normies are forced to swallow as truths? You think about it for a second. Some type of sentience can travel interstellar space or interdimensional conduits and get here, but can be shot down by mid-20th century ballistic missile technology. So, yeah, I believe that, of course. And then when they supposedly go and look for the pieces, they can't find them anyway. So what a laugh. It's all kabuki theater, and it's getting worse and worse. But it's also getting better, and that leads me to our mild bit of encouragement. And we'll start, Producer Sam, if you could cue up clip number 8. And you know, there's an interesting thing going on right now in England, of all places. Some of you who follow the social media may have picked up that the United Kingdom people in England, in Ireland, in Scotland, and are having enough of the Jew world order. Going kalergi, pedal to the metal, and bringing in all these fighting age illegal alien rapists into the country, right? It's one thing if they were true refugees, but these shitbirds are not. They're horny brown men and don't need it. And so this is great that a gentleman, I think this is near Cornwall, and Cornwall, England, my brother from another mother, Maleficus Scott, whose grandfather wrote the brilliant book Hidden Government by J. Cray Scott, turned me on to this quote. And it is amazing. So here we go. This is an average citizen in Dunstable, which is a part of Cornwall, giving it to the local muckety-muck on the board. Okie doke.
Got the gentleman standing there, and then there's a gentleman over the back there waving his black cap. Or so, okay, thank you.
Hi, my name's Wesley Russell. It's very telling that a lot of the conversation tonight seems to be around the hotel. But if let's not beat around the bush, okay? Everybody, I think, can agree with me that the biggest concern is everybody's welfare and safety. Now, don't take us for fools when you say that these people are refugees. We know they are illegal migrants. If these people were refugees, what are they fleeing from? It's very telling that we're never told what they are fleeing from. What wars are they fleeing from? What countries are they coming from? What are they fleeing? What persecution? We don't know. So we know that they're, by definition, illegal immigrants, which technically makes them criminals, and they should be treated as such. They should be put up in five-star hotels. They should be in cells, and they should be told they are not leaving until they pay for their ticket back. So my question to you is not where are you going to shift them to in a year's time. How are you going to remove them from the country? And don't give me an excuse that, oh, there's the UN refugee document that we signed, or there's the European Court of Human Rights. We voted for Brexit. This is supposed to be a sovereign country. You could easily withdraw from any of those agreements, but you don't. Your party has failed time and time again. In 2010, David Cameron said he was going to get immigration down. How did that work out? We've got higher levels than Tony Blair, and it was his intention to flood this country with migrants on purpose. These people, not all of them, but some of them are going to go on to commit egregious crimes, rape, theft, murder, and there was a reason why the other day there was that ruckus in Kirksby, and we all know why it was, because a migrant was harassing a young girl. That is going to happen in Dunstable. It's going to happen in every single part of the country. You need to stop this now, or you're going to have a serious problem on your hands. Thank you.
Ask your question. Okay.
There you go. Now that is what it needs to the average citizen finally having enough. You know, and in England, I think the UK, the Jewish population who is behind all this is, I think, 0.02% of the country. And so you've got to take your country back. England, you're even with the brown hordes in London and the Muslim hordes, you still are a vast majority of white people. It's time to take back your country and to show the Jew and the brown invaders the door. And if you can do it, if one country can do it, then we all can do it. And so, amen. And speaking of despicable traitors that are occurring, where did I put those clips? Oh, okay. I have too many windows open, but I'll describe it and then I'll find it here momentarily. Here we go. Speaking of traitors, and, you know, in the United States, what is it, maybe that we have the greatest metastasization of the satanic Jew cancer in the world. We have like 2% of our population is Jew. And there's no more traitor than all these dual citizen parasites that the puppet Biden brought in. He's got like 80, 82, 84% of his cabinet and administration is dual citizen traitors. And so I was astounded yesterday when the Hebrew chicken swinging Secretary of State, the traitorous Zionist Anthony Blinken, issued this statement. Based on a careful analysis of the law and available facts, I have determined that members of Russia's forces and other Russian officials have committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Actually, that is what the Jew has done in Ukraine, not the Russians. Again, typical Jew inversion. Members of Russia's forces have committed execution-style killings of Ukrainian men, women, and children. Actually, that is the Jew-driven Zelensky forces. Torture of civilians and detention through beatings. Again, Zelensky's Jew parasites. Electrocution and mock executions, rape, and alongside other Russian officials. Again, lies. This is all being done by the Jew mercenaries. have deported hundreds of thousands of Ukraine civilians to Russia for their own safety, including children who have been forcibly separated from their families. That's just what happens in war, Hebrew Tony. These acts are not random or spontaneous. They are part of the Kremlin's widespread and systematic attack against Ukraine's civilian population. Again, another lie, because that fat side of pork, half a pig, Victoria Nudelman Kagan, led a color revolution against the duly elected Ukrainian government in 2014. So everything that the Jew Blinken, who shouldn't even be in this government, let alone Secretary of State, are lying, it's classic inversion. So now Blinken, a Jew, speaking for the other Jews who do control this government illegally, we reserve crimes against humanity determinations for the most egregious crimes. Today's determination underlines staggering extent of the human suffering inflicted by Moscow on the Ukrainian civilization population. Actually, it's being inflicted by the Jew parasites who are controlling Ukraine illegally and backed by the Jews and the government and the other Jews in the European Union who control that. This determination also reflects the deep commitment of the United States to holding members of Russia's forces and other Russian officials accountable for their atrocities against the people of Ukraine. Well, here we go. There's a Russian proverb that covers this in six words: fish swim, birds fly, and Jews lie. And so what really has gone on in the Ukraine has been done by the Jew installed leadership of Jewcrane, which is, you know, the population of Ukraine is 0.01, which is 0.1% Jewish, right? So the Jew is seeking to wipe out all of the Russian citizens who came many generations ago to farm there. It's some of the best farmland in the world. And so this is what the Jews in Ukraine have actually done, backed by people like Blinken and these other traitors in this government. Biolabs designed anti-Slavic DNA weapons. This is from Hal Turner's radio site, a really good site. Not like Rents for a massive amount of news, but they do a really good job at Hal Turner Radio. Bird flu infected and released avians. Again, a gain-of-function bioweapon. And that whole bird flu is just nonsense. That's just another way for the transnational Jew-controlled Big Pharma Biologic Division, which also can be called the cult of the magic jab. They've intentionally released poisoned birds, and bird flu is just another bioweapon. Migratory birds carrying weaponized release capsules. There you go. Ukrainian drones releasing nerve gas on soldiers. I watched a video of that. That was horrific. And that, again, is the Jews controlling Ukraine. Burying live combatants for refusing to fight and die in onslaughts. And I just watched a video yesterday that they're forcibly abducting young Ukrainian women to go become fodder against the Russians. Murdering captured POWs, organ harvesting units right behind the front line, shelling Donbass civilians for 10 years, killing nearly 15,000 innocents. Human sex trafficking, child torture, organ harvesting, and adrenochrome production. There is so much Jew evil in Ukraine, and that's exactly right. They want to Zelensky himself came out this week and pretty much said that he wants Ukraine to be Israel 2.0. So there you go. Traitors, traitors everywhere. Satanists everywhere. So now let's move on to something that's kind of amusing. So I came across this clip a couple days ago. So, you know, in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C., there's a lot of young social justice warrior journalists, and they go, you go into George Washington University, American University, Georgetown University, and they're either doing their own little independent thing. I couldn't figure out if this was for a class project, because she's a young, attractive white student. I mean, she's dressed up. She's clearly, you know, doing this for something. It could be a small independent media project. But anyway, to her credit, she was doing person on the street interviews. And Sam, if you could cue up and play clip number 5. So this young woman, you know, college student aged, young journalist, pseudo journalist, I guess, doing people on the street interviews. And boy, did she land a whopper of a truth teller. Check this out. And she put it up to her credit. put it up on
all the work that our ancestors did to build those communities up was undone and taken from us, organized by who? Jews again. When we're talking about the Jews as a problem for black people, it's not just slavery. What about Reconstruction? Who engineered the end of Reconstruction? William Levy, who was what? A Jew from South Carolina. The Jews are telling you, y'all two gonna fight each other and kill each other. We are not the problem. You look at the executive branch from Kamala Harris, who's married to Imhoff, Jew, to Yellen, a Blinken. Go down the list. The executive branch has been overthrown by hostile members of a foreign interest, which is Israel. So Jews who run this society are taking your military, giving it for a greater Israel in Ukraine, preparing you for slaughter with your own white brothers. We look at Ukraine. The Russians went in and did what? They said we found 47 bioweapons labs that the U.S. has agreed that they had there. What is Walensky? A gay, homosexual, cross-dressing Jew. The head of a nation that now is sending the world to international warfare. Why would you take my tax dollars? I don't pay for homosexuality.
Well, there you go. That young lady stumbled upon straight black nationalists. Io Kamathi, that's Io Kamathi, who he must have just been walking on the street or something. And boy, did she get an earful. That's awesome. And hats off to Io Kamathi. He just finished version two of his book, seminal book, Jews Are the Problem. And it's coming out this week, or it did come out this week. So good luck, Io, with your book. And boy, as much as you can awaken the black Americans to their real enemy, which is not the whitey, but Jewy. God bless you, sir. God bless you. And hopefully you can turn the impressive rage of the black people on the Jew where it belongs. That would be a good day for America. All right. So speaking of black history, this was pretty good. I mean, Sam, if you could cue up clip number one. So Whoopi Goldberg tends to go on these rants on The View. Now, this could be a deep fake, like I played a deep fake a couple weeks ago from the living glory hole, Pete O'Biden, tearing down the tranny nonsense. This could be a deep fake, but I watched the video. It seems pretty real to me. So let's give this a listen. You can decide if this is Whoopi Goldberg or not ranting on The View.
It's about time I set the record straight on my prior remarks about the Holocaust and the Jews. Before I start, I want you all to know that I was not contacted by the so-called personal trainer to Kanye, Harvey Pasternak, nor did he threaten to cut off my supply of peanut butter or candy or soda, ice cream, cream cheese, chocolate, butter, matzos, adrenochrome, or face cream made from aborted fetal tits, the worldwide network of the most powerful people in the world, titans of industry, entertainment, news media, the people who make Little Debbie, the owner of Nestle, the Cheesecake Factory, the pharma companies who make insulin, the banking elite, the brilliant minds that brought us eugenics, massive unchecked immigration, the browning of Europe and the United States, the religious zealots that worship demonic forces like Baal, Molech, and the self-aborting gender clowns with their completely destroyed endocrine systems, 57% of whom still exist. The people who made up terms like conspiracy theory, anti-Semite, racist, white supremacist, and Holocaust. The people who stole U.S. nuclear secrets and other classified material and gave it to China. The people who make up 90% of the presidential cabinet. The people who give themselves endless money at the cost of the American people because they control the appropriations to and receipt of money given to the same NGOs that they also control. It is not the ADL or the goblin rat fuck who controls it, who makes up hate crimes, statistics, attacks our freedoms, and leads the charge promoting censorship in this nation that was founded fundamentally on absolute free speech. Those are not the people making me say these things. Hell no, nigger, it's OMG, it's Flood, and his friends at the GDL like HT, Gypsy, WC, VFB, the think tank, and the based white people on Gab, and definitely not on Twitter, because Elon Musk is a cuck. Crack-ass, nappy-head, deepfake, trying to make muffa guys be talking like niggers and shit for real, nam saying. It's racial and hateful, and it serves no tactical or strategic purpose whatsoever, because all of you white devils don't hear shit. And if you did hear it, You done already forgot about it for real. Shit, ha 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 ha. Fuck Whitey, bitch ass. That is, unless Whitey is a Jew in that moment. I say this because Jews act and even call themselves white when it's time to call for white genocide, white replacement, or level allegations of white supremacy. But those cowardly and subversive swastika painters are damn sure not calling themselves white when the hordes of sub-70 IQ illiterate niggers are out to kill, unchallenged by police, or even Donald Trump, because they saw a crisis actor die from fentanyl on Jewish media that would never ever lie to anyone ever. So did the Holocaust happen to white? I mean Jews? I mean, are Jews even Jews? Are they someone else? Who the fuck knows, Hitler? I don't fucking know. Sure would be a shame if you looked into it. Anyway, I'm sweating. I can feel my ankles swelling like hot dogs in the microwave. I love it. I need to shit. We'll be right back after these messages from Jews.
Well, sure sounds like Whoopi Goldberg to me. I don't know. I mean, it's, if that's a deep fake, that is so close to being real. It's shocking. So I'm going to go, that is Whoopi Goldberg. And apologies, the language was a little saucy, but it's so good. And if you saw the video that they lip sync Whoopi, so I'm convinced that is Whoopi Goldberg. So Sam, if you could cue up clip number 3. You know, this tranny thing is out of control. This is what the globalist communists, the communitarians are trying to do. You've got the core ring of evil, which is the international Jew, and then they like to put buffers around them, and one of the buffers is clearly the mentally ill tranny. And this clip is, it sickened me when I found it this week. You've got a azure blue, spiky haired, completely tattooed side of beef woman, and I use that term begrudgingly because it's a thing, but this thing is evidently an MD and treats children. And so it's a split screen, and then there's a mentally ill young girl, a female teenager, who's so proud because she's cut her breasts off, and she lifts her shirt and shows the maiming, and then she's on these drugs that are gonna make her go through a male type of puberty. I mean, talk about the mentally ill mentoring the mentally ill. Unbelievable. Listen to this. This makes me sick.
Hi, my name is Asher, and this is my voice 1 week on TV.
So this is a great idea. If you are able to and don't have too much like voice dysphoria in order to record yourself, you'll notice the differences that happen, because sometimes you can't really tell unless you hear it like this. That is changing. And you know, the timeline's going to be different for everyone. Oh, look at you with the top surgery. That's amazing. You look great.
Yeah, you cut off your breasts.
Yeah, no lifting the arms above your shoulders for 6 weeks.
Disaster, and this is my voice.
Your voice sounds great. 3 months, wow. So again, if it's not there at 3 months, don't worry. We'll get there.
Oh,
my dude. Nice.
Hi, my name is Asher, and this is my voice 1 week on TV.
So this is a great idea. If you
okay, Sam, you can stop. That is unbelievable. That is a mentally ill woman acting out and grooming young little teen girls. There's no doubt that mentally ill little doofus is going to wake up in 5 years or 10 years. My God, what did I do? Why did I maim my body? Why did I go along with this Jew-driven attack on our decent family way of life? And it's funny, if you look at the where is it? Here we go. It's right here. If you look at the a graphic of how many transgender clinics there were right before the traitorous homosexual married to a tranny Obama came in 07, there were two Jew-owned pediatric gender clinics in the United States, one in, sadly, in Richmond, Virginia, and one in Boston, Massachusetts. Now, in 2022, there is knocking on 100 door of these sick mutilation centers, and they're even up in Canada, they're even in Mexico, so it's big business. And of course, It's controlled by the Jew, of course. Gee, am I shocking anyone there? And so let's move on, considering these sick tranny assholes is let's see, where am I at here? So many open stories. Okay, Sam, if you could play clip number 6. Now, there is a cross-dressing homosexual, a tranny named Dylan Mulvaney. He's a scrawny little dude with a pointy nose who got to go to the White House, and he's tracked his whole transition. You know, at first he was just a cross dresser, and now he's going to be a woman. And he I don't know how his videos pop up, but they're getting a lot of views. And he had one this past week that's saying, I'm hotter than all your wives, and so that's why you want me, and I'm more sexy than any woman. And believe me, this dude is just, he's not good looking at all. And you know, hats off to Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is you know, he's alt light. He doesn't really take on the real enemy, but in this case, he really shreds this tranny phony Dylan Mulvaney. So check this out, Matt Walsh. Clip number 6, Sam, if you please.
Dylan, if that is the most attractive you will ever look, then I don't even want to imagine what you'll look like when you're at your ugliest. You do not pass as an attractive woman or as a woman at all. Even with 50 pounds of makeup and plastic surgery and clever lighting tricks, even then you still cannot escape what you really are and what you will always be. You have successfully shed whatever parts of you were masculine, perhaps, at least on the surface. Nobody would ever describe you as masculine or manly, so you've got that going. But your femininity quotient has not increased at a rate commensurate with the loss of your masculinity. You may not be masculine, but you also aren't feminine. Instead, you are weird and artificial. You are manufactured and lifeless. You are unearthly and eerie. You are like some kind of human deepfake. That's what you are. You are a man deprived of all the best qualities of men, but without any of the best qualities of women. Even your personality is contrived. Everything about you is fake. Nothing about you rings true. Nobody buys the act. You'll never be accepted as a woman by anyone. Never by anyone. Even the people who pretend to accept you as a woman are only pretending because they're afraid of being lectured if they don't, or because they want to use you as a platform to virtue signal. But everyone who looks at you will see something pitiable and bizarre, something utterly unfeminine in every way. You will never be able to actually have the identity that you're trying to appropriate, nor will you ever be able to fully escape the identity that you're fleeing. The best you can hope for is some kind of limbo, the worst of all worlds. And yet, even in that limbo state, you will still be a man. Just not one that any of us can respect or take seriously.
There you go.
Other than that, champ, you're doing great.
That's right. That, well said, Matt Walsh. I mean, when Matt Walsh takes on the trannies and the feminazis, as Rush Limbaugh used to call those insane fourth, fifth generation feminists, I mean, boy, it's kind of like low-hanging fruit in some ways. It's so disgusting. But the Jew media and the Jew-controlled government and Jew-controlled academia and Jew-controlled transnational corporations, they are literally poisoning the food supply the last 20 years. There are so many estrogen mimics, and that is why we have these disgusting faggots like Dylan Mulroney. They've been poisoned, right? And why are these women, like the young woman in the clip before, Matt Walsh, so happy that that young innocent girl cut off her breasts and is taking these powerful endocrine drugs, hormone drugs, to try and put her in an artificial state of male puberty? It's so absurd. And yet that's what we have. You know, this is literally a war of good versus evil. And you need to step up and play on Team God, because these evil, demon-possessed pieces of shit are out for all of us. So stay tuned after the break. We'll open up the phone lines and get your thoughts on the first half hour versus clips. I'm Giuseppe Fafangulo. This is The Sane Asylum.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The wimp's on the loose. He's bought all the land. He's out for revenge to hurt every man. He'll print all the food and drug every kid. Pretend like he's good, then hide what he did. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe till we have gates behind the bars. The geek's in control, he's changed his disguise. His chemical world will be your demise. He's sick and he's cruel and acts like he's God. Speaks on the stage while zombies applaud. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe till we have gates behind the bars. He's coming for you, his plans at the door. He's come through the windows. He's part of the war. He deals in the dark. He buys his own truth. He'll package it up and he'll sell it to you. All the sheep will believe, afraid they will die. Trapped by the one who has wrapped them in lies. The creep's not alone, he plots with his friends. The forum they have is a circle of sin. There's snakes all around who traffic and kill. They'll dope up the world.
All right, welcome back to the pills. Sunday night silence of the Sane Asylum. I'm your host, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. And coming up in less than 30 minutes is the king of Sunday night, the only, the one and only, Robert Ravolt's Incendiary Radio. And, you know, many of you realize that as a former professional journalist and master's level degree, I could speak professionally if I wanted to. I choose to go return to my blue-collar bleach factory roots because there no Jew is ever going to tell me what I can say. There's no politically correct muzzle on Giuseppe. There's no hate speech muzzle. No cancerous Jew is ever going to pass a law. And even if they do, I won't obey it. And that's why, you know, I come at it between the eyes, because got to wake up normies somehow. They're all so entranced, and maybe shock value is the way to do it. All right, so let's open up the phone lines. Oh, one other thing. You know, how many places other than republicbroadcasting.org or speakfreeradio.com could someone like myself speak unfettered? And we need these platforms, and Republic Broadcasting is needs your help. They did an audit, and times are tough for all of us. If you can afford to, please donate. Please go to the store. There's many good products, including that new one, that Iterawan or Interawan. I've got a couple of patients. Many of you know that I'm also a doctor of oriental medicine, had my own practice now for 15 years. And I've had a couple patients buy that. And one woman had such horrible arthritic knee pain, nothing was helping her. I mean, acupuncture helped, but it didn't take all the pain away. But that crazy little wand with the crystal and one treatment, it was gone. So that's the real deal. And there's many real deals there at the store for Republic Broadcasting. And even better, if you can afford, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks a month, sign up as a supporter and a subscriber so they know what kind of money's coming in. What the heck? Let's see why somebody's calling me right now there. That's gone. And on to business. And the business is, the show is now yours. We're going to open up the phone lines. Call in to speak with your Gumbadi Giuseppe at 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And our first caller is Joe from Florida. Joe, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Great to hear you. And by the way, I want to say thank you for speaking so directly and courageously. That really is the meaning of free speech. You know,
yep.
People are saying, well, you know, you say this and here's your lane. And you can't go beyond that. Well, that's the actual definition of controlled speech, when you can say only certain things, right? The idea
yes.
of free speech is you can say what you really believe, right? And you're one of the champions of that. So thank you and keep that up. I just want to say, you know, Michael Hoffman II, he's got that book, Judaism Discovered. So
right.
What's up there? Yeah, it's a great book. And one of the things that makes a lot of sense, because now we have our society, which is a polluted Jewish sewer culture, and the people
yes.
that run it are trying to promote these ideas, homosexuality, this freakish, sickening kind of, I don't know what you call it, except genital mutilation. Yes. And all of those things are in the Talmud. Shockingly enough, the Hoffman's book, he says about the rules about sex with children. Now, what kind of deviant, evil, satanic people would have their holy book religion, which tells you that, oh, if a girl, you can have sex with a young girl up to 3 years old and a boy up to 9 years old. So it's at the root of this deviant kind of sexual depravity that is being forced down our throats. I wanted to say other thing. Yeah, thank you. And by the way, you didn't cover this, but so Israel bombed Syria yesterday and killed five people in Damascus. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I actually happen to believe that these earthquakes are going to be, I'm not going to cite a reference here, but there's a lot of suspicion on my part, I'll put it that way, that Turkey and Syria, that those earthquakes were really caused by an underground nuclear detonation that Israel has the capacity to strike, because those are very suspicious earthquakes. Okay, I'm going to say that at the outside. But even if that's not the case, now what country in the world could get away with bombing a nation like 5 days after they've been hit by a terrible earthquake? And yet, do you hear anybody say this? I mean, just the idea that they bombed Syria yesterday, which is like less than a week after this earthquake, is so indicative of their diabolical evil plans. I mean, every day I see more signs that they're getting more sick with the satanic antichrist Netanyahu back. I don't know. It's just sickening. It makes me angry. But I don't know if you saw that story, right?
Yes, that's a great point. In fact, I was just reading an article 2 days ago about how, granted that Turkey and Syria are on a known fault line, but the article from a geological expert pointed out that the way it was triggered, there were like eight different kind of artificial triggers that caused that massive shift, and that never happens within natural geology. So that was one of those and who has the power to do that? Either the high tech Israeli murderers, or the Luca Brasi United States. And for those of you, as I said many, many times, everything you need to know in life, you can learn from Godfather 1 and 2. Luca Brasi was the incredibly effective but dim-witted assassin for Don Corleone. And so that's what the United States has become for Israel the last 20 years, ever since the international Jew launched that despicable attack, murdering nearly 3,000 innocents. Well, actually a lot more, because all the first responders on 9/11 were poisoned and died in the years that followed. So probably the actual murder tally from that illegal, immoral terrorist attack of Israel on the United States on September 11th, 2001 was probably, the real numbers probably are somewhere, 50, 100,000 with the deaths. But yeah, man, I'm right there with you. Go ahead, please.
I was going to say that I saw one of the victims of that earthquake in Syria interviewed on RT, and he says the area that they hit was directly next to Palestinian refugees live in that area. Now, is that too convenient to me, right? Oh, this earthquake, which is very suspicious. The other one I wanted to say that you didn't touch on was also Israel and that big story in Jerusalem Post about interfering in elections all over the world, okay?
Right.
We didn't know. The Russia hoax. But it seems that, obviously, the Jew world order is already being implemented from Israel, and the dumb goyim are saying, oh, let's blame the Russians. I thought that's another story which was underplayed this week, pointing to the real enemies, the enemies of mankind, according to St. Paul.
Oh, man, well stated, Joe, well stated. Yeah, it's crazy that You know, that's the weird thing about Putin, is that he gives this speech a couple months ago about how, you know, the Satanists control the West. But why didn't he go the extra step and say it's the Jewish international Jew, the synagogue of Satan, who controls the West, not just Satanists? So I thought that was a little disappointing that he hasn't really named his true enemy. And I don't really understand, frankly, why he hasn't named his true enemy. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm actually a fan of Putin. I take the other side, which is that he's a very smart politician, and I think he knows the minute he starts talking about that, you know, that it all falls apart for him, because they've already turned him into Hitler, right? Oh, Putin is Hitler, right?
Right.
Imagine if he started calling them out. I actually think of his track record of saving Russia from the... There were eight oligarchs in the 90s, after the end of the Soviet Union, who literally robbed the nation blind, and seven of them were Jews, okay? When Putin came in, I think that, you know, he's not perfect, but I don't think he's controlled by Jews. I think he's actually playing it close to the vest. You may see him be a little more direct as time goes on, especially because it seems like he's ready to start attacking Israel as a partner to Syria and to Turkey. I mean, I think that Russia will defend Syria and Turkey against Israel. So that says more than I ever thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much all coming to a head, isn't it, Joe? You know, I read that quote from Winking and Blinking and Chicken Swinging Nod, Anthony Blinken, the farcical Jewish Secretary of State, dual citizen traitor, and it's just unbelievable to me. I mean, they're you know, these I don't know. Sometimes you just, you know, this satanic cancer has metastasized so much in this country, so much in the European Union. You know, hopefully at the grassroots level, like the first clip I played in Cornwall, England, of all places, maybe that could be the spark that wakes up. You know, we just have to have one or two European nations, be it England, be it Italy, be it Germany, I wish it were Germany, to wake up, take back their country, and really lead a populist, nationalistic movement, because it would spread like wildfire. Because most people, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I'm good. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say maybe I've been accused of being an optimist, but I think their narrative is falling apart. They're desperate. I do see signs like that one in Cornwall and other signs, even in Palestine, East Palestine, Ohio. Things like this, there's a movement, and I think the whole Jewish power narrative is falling apart, and they're desperate. They're becoming desperate, so call me hopeful, but I think it's beginning to collapse, and they can see it, and they're getting more desperate by the minute. So maybe I tend to be hopeful about it, because I think in the end, God always wins.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately...
And if they're enemies of God, which they are, we know they are, then they're destined to fall. So, thanks, Giuseppe.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe, for the call. That was great, as always. The quality of callers on RBN is just really, really impressive. All right, if you want to join the show... 512-248-8252 is the number, 512-248-8252. And we have another call. Welcome, Dan in Washington. What's on your mind?
Yeah, kind of more of a medical question, because I respect your point of view on, you know, that COVID exists and viruses are real and stuff. I did have COVID last year. I'm just wondering... You know, even before I had it, I noticed my blood pressure went up about 10, 15 points. I think when people were getting vaccinated, I do think that spike protein kind of shed.
Oh, it totally sheds, absolutely.
Yeah, how do you get rid of that? Does your body fight off a spike protein, or what's the deal with that? Or how long does it stick around, or how's that going to...
Well, when you're exposed to a weak-minded individual who took the bubonic Jew jab, you're getting exposed to maybe, you know, a couple hundred thousand, maybe a million spike proteins. So the way that your body will fight it off, there's something, you know, there's various type of white blood cells that are killer cells, and they will literally surround an invader, and then the cell triggers lysosomes, which is a type of an acid that destroys that cell and destroys whatever in it. So the way to beat it, if you can, is boost your own immune function, right? The stronger you are, so, you know, take lots of D, elderberry, some type of natural derivative of vitamin C, not Walgreens or Walmart ascorbic acid. That's not real. The vitamin C the body can use, you know, take quercetin, take NAC. There's all kinds of things, you know, eat really healthy. There's all kinds of things, and that your body will eventually beat it. But I just heard a tragic story. My dear friend Robert Phoenix was on my Thursday Sane Asylum. He does once a month. Brilliant guy, robertphoenix.com and 15 minutes ovflame.com. And he's an astromythicist, a Jungian astrologer, and like me, he's a former journalist and just a really brilliant guy. And he had a close friend of his, a chiropractor in Wisconsin, who was treating so many people who had taken the bubonic jujab that his immune function was overwhelmed by that shedding and the spike proteins, and he developed a couple of nasty clots, and it killed him. So that is real, you know. I mean, anybody can believe whatever they want. I really don't care. I mean, there are some people who are just totally convinced that viruses don't exist, or if they exist, they're something far different, and they're, you know, chicken pox isn't contagious and measles aren't contagious, and they have all this magical thinking that explains what is, you know, my medicine, which is 5,000 years old, identified, you know, millennia ago, that there is contagious disease. There's some type of pathogen, and it can be spread. Anyone who's ever worked in an office and one person has a cold, and, you know, I don't give a rat's ass if you've figured out all these magical thinking reasons why there are no viruses, but there are contagious pathogens. And so you have to take it serious, because there are people, this gentleman, you know, what was healthy, but his form of chiropractic was the chest to chest, where you pop the spine, and so he was getting in the face of a lot of jujabbed individuals, and it killed him. Right. And so this is a serious thing, and the only thing you can do is, you know, again, he was in enclosed rooms. He's chiropractors, a successful clinic. Guy can treat 100 a day, you know, because it's unlike oriental medicine, you know, acupuncture, you got to let people sit there with the needles for a while. But, you know, a chiropractor can get you done in 10 minutes and then move on. And poor guy. And so there's two ways to handle it. In summary, you know, do everything you can to boost your immune function, and do not hang out with a bunch of Jew jabbers in a closed room with poor ventilation, man. That's right. Not a wise move. Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll definitely, you know, I guess I didn't know the vitamin C wasn't good. I usually do buy the gummy, just because, you know, you got to be careful not to overdose on the gummy vitamins, though. You know, you start eating handfuls of them, but,
oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no. The gummies are fine, but you want to have vitamin C that's from distilled actual vegetables or fruit, like, you know, like what is it called, that something of life, tree of life or gift of life. That's a really good organic brand. You want to get from a company that, you know, essentially dehydrates oranges, dehydrates red peppers and green peppers, dehydrates fruits and vegetables high in natural vitamin C, because there's something, you know, the funny thing is, most people don't understand is that ascorbic acid is just a one part of a bioavailable molecule that when we eat a piece of fruit or we eat a red bell pepper, you're chewing it and you're getting everything the body needs to break down and use. When corporations just strip out ascorbic acid and claim that's vitamin C, that's not vitamin C. That's just one part. And then your body actually, if you take like a Walgreens or Walmart ascorbic acid, your body will actually strip part of your stomach lining to make it into something useful. The body won't waste it, but it's really counterproductive. So everything you want needs to be organic, needs to come from whole foods. That's the best way to supplement, unless it's like a chelated minerals. We do not get enough minerals. You know, our grandparents and great-grandparents used to eat the hearts and the livers regularly, and you're getting all kinds of minerals and things, and we don't get that anymore. So along with everything else I mentioned, you definitely want to take some type of chelated mineral supplement that's digestible. A lot of these over-the-counter mineral things aren't very good for you. You just poop them out. But a good chelated one that the body can use will really help you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for taking the call. I would definitely start getting some better vitamins like that again. And I just remember when, I felt like I was hanging upside down, like a head rush, you know, but my heart
jumped
up like 15 points. And anyway, all right, thanks a lot for taking the call.
All right, okay. Good luck. Bye. Next caller, Vinny in Indiana. Welcome. What's on your mind, Vinny?
First of all, I think Captain Cook sailed around the world and didn't lose a single sailor to scurvy, and they didn't even have lines at the time. He had his guys eat sauerkraut. You know, the only sailor ever whipped was a guy who wouldn't eat a sauerkraut. So there's
Of food is unbelievably good for you. Sauerkraut is great. Yep, red cabbage, yeah. Sauerkraut. It's really good for the body. Yep, good point, Vinny.
Yeah, I want to comment on what Joe said about the war in Ukraine. I think I agree with him. I know there's a lot of people on RBN who are really like negative. They don't think that Putin's going to follow through, and he's not really trying to win this war, or he won't take a stand against world Jewry. I think he is playing the game very smart. I mean, I think he's taken Napoleon's advice, was never interfere with your opponent while he's making a mistake or something like that. And the more resources we put into the Ukraine war that get shipped east of the Dnieper, where they're either going to, you know, all these mercenaries, we're taking mercenaries out of Syria who are helping, you know, the United States and Israel,
right?
And we're sending them to Ukraine. Well, those guys are either going to get killed or captured. And all we're sending guys, I don't want to see any American get killed or captured, but you're fighting for people who are not approved by the U.S. Congress. If you get captured, I hate to say it, you know, you could be a special forces, Green Beret guy. You know, I don't think the Russians are going to do anything to you, but I think they're going to, if you're 35, they're going to make, you're not coming back till you're 40 or 45, and until you clean up all the mess that you created, and by then you're going to be a broken down guy, and you're not going to be fighting any more wars, which is maybe not a bad thing, you know?
That's a great point, Vinny.
And I think, you know, I watch videos on how George Soros and all these, you know, Jews tried to push like homosexuality in Russia, and under Putin, they had a big reaction to it. They do not tolerate that stuff. They got kicked out, Pussy Riot and all this stuff. And they, you know, any kind of homosexual activity of, you know, you can be homosexual in Russia, but you can't try to pick up young boys. You can't be open about it, all that kind of stuff. And he's worked with the Orthodox Church. I think what's going to happen is, you know, all these supplies we're sending over are going to get captured. Russia is going to, they don't want to start blowing up most of central Ukraine, west of the Dnieper, but they will capture it. They will take Kiev, and they're going to kick the Jews out, and they're going to kick out Global Homo out of Ukraine. And then what I think is going to happen sometime by next year, the U.S. is going to get kicked out of Syria because the Iranians are working with the Russians, and they're building like 50 to 100 modern tanks every year, every month. So,
wow, what a great way to end the call, Vinny. Thank you so much. Apologies to the people we couldn't get to. And stay tuned for the King of Sunday Night, Robert Ravels and Incendiary Radio. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. And have a good week, everyone. Good night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans.